door to a maze of underground cellars where desperate animals are caged up and vast supplies of stolen food are hoarded? The man gave her another nervous look.
You want your stories, miss, he said.
Has there been some trouble? Said Melissa.
We think they were a bit naughty, said the man.
He blanched under the look she gave him.
Yes, she said.
They cheated us in the rat pit, said a man behind him,
made bold because there was someone else between him and Melissa.
They must have trained those rats. One of them flew around on a string.
And one of them bit my jacko on the unmentionables, said someone further back. You can't tell me it wasn't trained to do that.
I saw one with a hat on this morning, said Melissa.
There's been a good deal too many strange rats today, said another man. My mum said she saw one dancing on the kitchen shelves, and when my granddad got up and reached for his false teeth, he said a rat beat him with them. Beat him with his own teeth.
What, wearing them? Said Melissa.
No, it just snapped them round in the air. Aunt, a lady down our street, opened her pantry drawer, and there were rats swimming in the cream bowl. Not just swimming either. They'd been trained. They were making kind of patterns and diving and waving their legs in the air and stuff.
You mean synchronized swimming? Said Melissa. Who's telling stories now, eh?
Are you sure you don't know where those men are? Said the leader suspiciously. People said they headed this way.
Melissa rolled her eyes.
All right, yes, she said. They got here and a talking cat helped us to feed some poison, and now they're locked in the cellar.
The men looked at her.
Yeah, right, said the leader, turning away. Well, if you do see them, tell them we're looking for them, okay?
Melissa shut the door.
It's terrible not being believed, she said.
Keith bolted the door again.
Tell me about rat kings, he said.
End of CD 4.